Censorship, it's a bad thing. You know what everybody's saying? You can have an opinion, but it has to be identical to mine, and I have to approve of your opinion. When I say everybody, I'm talking about every liberal. It's a bad thing, but they're doing it and they're getting away with it. With regards to me personally, I may not agree with what you liberals say. In fact, I do not, but I will defend your right to say it always, because it's your right. We're allowed to have different opinions, but not so much when it comes to the big media people, YouTube specifically. I'm on YouTube. We've been using their player for a number of years. And you know what? They censor us. They edit us. Often they don't allow us to play a show. And you know, we have hundreds of comments daily that they don't allow to be posted. With all that said, let me say, thanks YouTube, because without you, we wouldn't be here anyway. We would have never started the message. And now you're managing the message, but you know what? That's okay, because a free system, there still is a free system. It will handle itself. We'll be good. But sincerely, I do say thank you, because you've made money. You sell advertising on our spots, on our shows. But I thank you again, because you've allowed us the freedom to get started. And now you're trying to curtail the freedom, but it's your right to do that, because you own it. It's our right to search for other places. But everything you have done, providing this service for free over time, is a good thing. Thanks. You get all that. Okay. Man at cemetery. I heard this place is haunted. Caretaker. I've worked here for 164 years and I haven't seen anything unusual. Crazy stuff. Oh, you're still with me? Don't go away. We have some good stuff coming up here. We got Biden and the Democrats, and they're saying we're going to pack the Supreme Court. We're going to put in four more liberal senators, and everybody's upset about that. You know, the worst nightmare. It's true now, says the GOP, the grand old party. I say, so what? Let them do it. Put in four. Next time, GOP, Republicans, when you're in power, put in 44. Hey, that'll fix everybody. And then pass a law that nobody else can stack it. Simple. Fire with fire. We've kind of heard that one before. Hey. And then you got the Dr. Anthony Fauci. He says now that this horrifying state of mass shootings in the U.S. today shows why gun violence is actually a public health issue. As a public health person, I think you can't run away from that, he goes on to say. Okay, what does that mean? I know, same as COVID. Easy to fix, if in fact it really is. If it can be determined by the powers that be that it's a public health issue, lock everybody in their basement, ban everybody, curfews. There'll be no more shootings, except people within their own house. You know, they won't tell you anyway. So then we're good. Stupid stuff. Recently, I watched a YouTube show, on Audie Murphy. He was a soldier and an actor. He was the most decorated soldier of World War II. He was a genuine hero, right? There were hundreds of this is a bio that I was watching. There were hundreds of thousands of likes, but there were 500 dislikes. Who does that? I mean, cartoons have dislikes. So everybody has this new thing going on. I said earlier that I will always defend your right to think like you think, right? And talk like you talk. Oh, it ain't easy being me. Trudeau, the prime mistake in Canada. Here's a headline that I read up. It's actually in Bloomberg. And it says, Trudeau to pile on record debt while steering Canada out of the pandemic. Well, firstly, he couldn't steer a car. I mean, the guy, he couldn't drive himself out of a forest fire. And he's steering out of the pandemic? Not so much. The pandemic is thriving and doing really well in Canada because of mismanagement, poor management, no management. A lot of people are getting extremely rich. People selling face masks that they don't even have yet, and governments are writing huge checks. And if that's steering, get me off the bus. Thank you. Then the Canadian government, this Trudeau again, the prime mistake, he says there's only white people can be racist. Only white people. Y'all got to pay attention to that. The Canadian government says the federal budget included. This is a budget. It's supposed to be about money, but it included a massive expansion of race-based programming, including a new drive for race-focused data collection, funding earmarked for what Ottawa is calling equity-deserving groups, and even a plan to prioritize government procurement from Black-owned businesses. And it goes on and on. They're ramping all these initiatives up. If you're white, good luck. Y'all better pay attention, you white people, because people don't like you anymore, and they're acting accordingly. They're taking from you, and they're making you third and fourth class citizens. It's just wrong. Racism is a terrible thing, and your color shouldn't be an issue. You should all be Canadians. You should all be people. You should all be Americans. You should all be British. Instead, governments have taken it upon themselves to call white people names and to take away opportunities for them. Why is that? I mean, this whole business is totally out of control, and white people are sitting back apologizing, many of them. Now, that's primarily liberal people apologizing for their color. It's a great reset, and it's attached to this attention of what's happened with the COVID. I mean, a COVID to communist people like Trudeau, it's a gift from heaven, okay? Because now you people expect to be cared for by a government, so they take away your rights. It's supposed to be temporary. Everyone's okay with that, even me. Take my rights away for a minute or two and fix this mess because you're the leaders and you work for us. But it's not doesn't work that way, does it? You know, their agenda is based really around dismantling the current capitalist system in favor of this greater centralized rule thing, which is kind of globalization. And they want to lead, but they don't know how. And it will lead to lower living standards, less fuel consumption, a whole bunch of things. I mean, they heard everything because they're dumb. And then you have conservative people in Canada, Aaron O'Toole, who said, hey, I can fix everything, but he can't because he should just cross the floor. That would be easier for everybody and less painful. I got more, but y'all come back tomorrow. Actually, we do a show every other day. So when I say tomorrow, I'm generalizing. I'll come back tomorrow anyway. Watch this again. Get fired up. But because you know what? It's us against them. And we need to beat these guys. Because liberals, you know what? They have a lot of pretzel logic. It's twisted. Hey, see ya.